first time I dared to dream, my only dream came true. Must be beginner's luck to wish upon a star, then open up my eyes and there you are. I wave no magic wand, I own no lucky charms. How then can I explain an angel in my arms? Must be beginner's luck, what else can it be? When someone wonderful as you loves me. I wave no magic wand, I own no lucky charms. How then can I explain an angel in my arms? Must be beginner's luck, what else can it be? When someone wonderful as you loves me.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. It just happens to be the one-year anniversary of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And one thing that I really wish my listeners is a little bit of love and luck. And so that's the theme of our show today. And we opened up the show with none other than Elvis Presley and a little tune called Beginner's Luck. It was recorded in May of 1965 for the film Frankie and Johnny. And we got a lot of music to get to today. And we're going to start it off today's set with Don Reno and Red Smiley from June 29th of 1960. And this is Reno and Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups. And we're going to start our first set off with Love, Please Come Home. And here we go.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come.
can tell I hit him sweet mama's door.
And welcome back. That was Don Rich, great guitar player with Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. It was a single released in April of 1967 that was called The Happy-Go-Lucky Guitar. And before that, we heard The Girl I Love, She Got Long Curly Hair. That's one of my favorite blues singers. That was Sleepy John Estes. Recorded on September 24th of 1929 in Memphis. And Sleepy John had a really unusual little trio. He had Jab Jones on piano and Yank Rachel on mandolin, Sleepy John's guitar and voice. But on that particular track, Jab Jones couldn't make it into the studio that day, and they used a guy named John Harge on piano. but very unusual sound, just guitar, mandolin, piano on a blues record. And we start off that set, the first set of our Freetown radio show, with Don Reno and Red Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups, with Love, Oh Please Come Home, one of my favorite bluegrass songs. And, of course, that featured the amazing banjo playing of Don Reno. And that was Red on the guitar and the vocals. And that was recorded on June 28th of 1960. And now we're really going to get into the meat and potatoes of the show here. And, you know, sometimes I love you so much it hurts.
I love you so much, it hurts me. Darling, that's why I'm so blue. I'm so afraid to go to bed at night, afraid of losing you. I love you so much, it hurts me, and there's nothing I can do. I want to hold you, my dear, forever and ever. I love you so much, it hurts me. So
can say, I get no sleep when I lay there on my bed. The thoughts of you linger in my head. Without you, it's so painful. I was tempted to call it a day. You've got me in your hands. Why can't you understand? I love you more than words can say.
Now they always called her Lucky in that dusty little Texas town, where most folks dream of getting rich, and she dreamed of getting out. At 17 she took a Greyhound bus, her family took it hard. She wore her mama's dress and carried daddy's deck of cards. She got as far as a desert town with a lovely Spanish name. In the back of a local cantina, she found a friendly game. Smoky midnights later, she owned a brand new car with a little luck and her daddy's deck of cards. Her growing reputation made the desert seem too small, as one by one she burned them down. She couldn't find a game at all, so she headed for Las Vegas, where the big time dealers are, in a brand new dress with her daddy's deck of cards. She could not help but win, but she felt one card missing as she sat across from him. He swore he was from Reno, and on a bet he took her heart and everything but her daddy's deck of cards. Followed him down to New Orleans the week of Mardi Gras in a friend. friendly game of poker. She beat him to the draw. In a case of Cajun justice, she dropped him clean and hard and buried him with her daddy's deck of cards. They always called her Lucky.
Yes, indeed. They always called her Lucky. What a great storyteller. That was Bob Neuwirth. Man who makes very few albums, but when he does, oh boy, can write a song. And just briefly about Bob Neuwirth, he was Bob Dylan's road manager in the 60s. He wrote Mercedes-Benz with Kris Kristofferson. And just a natural-born songwriter. What a great story that is that ends up in New Orleans. That was called Lucky, and that's from Bob's, his 1988 album called Back to Front. And before that, we heard two very unusual singers. Before Bob Neuwirth, we heard Karen Dalton, a great song that was written by Eddie Floyd and Booker T. Jones called I Love You More Than Words Can Say. And that was from Karen's 1969 album, It's So Hard to Tell Who's Going to Love You Best. And before that, we heard Floyd Tillman with I Love You So Much It Hurts. And that was a session that was produced by Chet Atkins. It was recorded in Nashville on December 10th of 1957 with Chet and Floyd on rhythm guitars and Hank Garland on lead guitar. And that little piano solo in there was Floyd Kramer. And we're going to move right along, shift gears a little bit here. And if you just tuned in, this week's theme is love and luck. Something that I wish upon all my listeners, and I want to thank everybody for supporting the show. And, you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week, every Friday at 3 o'clock following American Roots here on KRVS 88.7 FM. And, you know, Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And today we're broadcasting from the beautiful Cypress Lake studio right here on campus. And for our next set, we're going to go all the way back to August 15th of 1927. And we're going to check in with the Carolina Tar Heels. And I love my mountain home. And here we go.
I love my mountain. are true. I love my mountain home.
Myself, things I didn't know, things I never realized before. I saw a lot I never seen, things I never dreamed existed till my eyes were open. Then look what I found when I looked around. Ain't that lucky? Suddenly I see right in front of me the one thing that I needed most. I found what I thought for sure I had lost. Ain't that lucky?
Tired of being alone. But if you care like I care, kiss the next dream line, bring yourself back here. Oh baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you.
Charles. It's a great little tune that Ray wrote, recorded on May 17th of 1953, called Funny, But I Still Love You. Yeah, and that great guitar on that track was Mickey Baker, and I've been featuring Mickey. Let me get my teeth straight here. I've been featuring Mickey on quite a few songs over the past few weeks, because he was such a great session player, and he just passed a couple of months ago. And, well, that was certainly one of them. And before that, we heard Abbeville's own Bobby Charles. And that was a track that wasn't released at the time it was recorded. It was recorded with those Bearsville recordings that he did up with the band up in Woodstock, New York in 1972, 73. I know they had plans for another album, but it never got released, so you can't really call that an outtake. And what a great song called Ain't That Lucky. And although they had no session notes for there, that unmistakable harmonica on there is definitely Paul Butterfield. If anybody out there wants to prove me wrong, come on. And we start off that set with a little track from the Carolina Tar Heels called I Love My Mountain Home. And that was recorded on August 15th of 1927. And it doesn't feature all the Tar Heels. It's actually a duet with Doc Walsh, the banjo player from the Tar Heels, and Gwen Foster on guitar. And speaking of harmonica, that was quite outstanding harmonica playing on that. And that was I Love My Mountain Home. That was the take they released, and that was take three. And moving right along, we're going to stay back in that era for a little while. And we got some good surprises coming up. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. This week's theme is Love and Luck. And it just happens to be the show's one-year anniversary. So we're going to start off this next set with one of the most inspired of all country blues guitar players, a guy by the name of Clifford Gibson, who in 1929 recorded 26 solo sides for two different labels. And Clifford was born in 1901 somewhere in Kentucky, and he settled in St. Louis, where he became one of the city's most respected blues men, and maybe not quite as well known as some of the more famous country blues artists, but man, he was great. So we're going to hear Bad Luck Dice, and this is one of them tunes from those 1929 sessions. And I hope you enjoy Clifford Gibson. Here we go.
I believe I tried them bad luck dice again. I believe I tried them bad luck dice again. If I keep on a trying, I'll be bound to win. Every man tries to gamble, must have a losing day. Every man tries to gamble, must have a losing day. So he shouldn't get evil and throw my dice away. Sometimes I believe my woman's bad luck to me. Sometimes I believe my woman's bad luck to me. Cause every time I start to gamble, I can't throw a thing but three. Everything I had to lose, I lost all I had. Everything I had to lose. If I lost the one I love, but I swear I can't lose it. Nine and five is my weakness, 10 and 4 keeps me all in song. 9 and 5 is my weakness, 10 and 4 keeps me all in song. But if I ever get lucky, I swear I'll have my diamond song. Thank you.
you I see. For the only girl I ever knew has now gone back on me. You have learned to love another. You've broken every vow. We have parted from each other, and my heart is lonely now. When I saw your eyes in person, I could hardly believe my own.
And that was Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Great little track recorded on January 23rd of 1930. The Only Girl I Ever Loved. And that was Charlie on the vocal and banjo, Odell Smith on the fiddle, Roy Harvey on the guitar. And before that, we heard a cute little novelty number called Yakahula Hikidula, or better title would be Hawaiian Love Song. And that was Roy Smek's Serenaders from a 1956 album called South Seas Serenade. Actually, I'm quite sure that Roy Smek plays all the stringed instruments on there, and he might have even played the organ on that. Who knows? We start off that set with great blues man Clifford Gibson, who doesn't get enough play. And he was playing with some bad luck dice on that song, recorded in 1929. And it looks like we got time for another set in the middle of this set. Just because it's my show, I'm going to play a relative of mine, a very famous relative. Well, famous to me at least. And that's going to be sandwiched in this next little set there. When we come back, I'll tell you all about it. We're going to open up this last set with actually the records marked as the Callahan Brothers. Homer and Walter were the Callahan Brothers, great brother duo during the 30s. But this is just Homer solo. And this was recorded on April 11th of 1935. And always love this track. It's called Rounder's Luck, here on the Freetown Radio Love and Luck Theme Show. Here we go.
The only thing that a rounder wants is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only satisfied when he's on a drum. Fill up those glasses to the brim. Let the drinks go merry round. We'll drink to the health of rounded poor boys who hobos from town to town. My mother, she's a seamstress. She cuts and sews on jeans. My daddy, he's a gambling man. He gambles in New Orleans. Oh, mama, mama, how could you scold and treat that rounder so cold? Rather be that rounder ball with pride than to wear your crown of gold. There's a place down in New Orleans that's called the rising sun, where many poor boys to destruction has gone, and me, oh Lord, for one. Oh, tell my youngest brother not to do the things I have done, and to shun that place down in New Orleans that's called the rising sun. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Gonna spend the rest of my wicked days that rising sun.
the
tell you who was playing. That was Love Song of the Nile, a tune originally recorded in 1933 by Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, but that was Amos